Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you are chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee. That committee's been pretty active in the past week here. I understand you had a committee meeting, moved some legislation, and actually went out and did a tour of a farm that engages in a special type of agriculture. What's going on here?
Well, this week the committee has been very busy, and we met to consider one piece of legislation, Senate Bill 1171. It deals with defining the members and duties of the Nutrient Management Advisory Board and the Agriculture Advisory Board at the Department of Environmental Protection. I amended the bill in our committee this week to deal with ensuring that regulations, guidelines for permits, technical guidance that affects agriculture in Pennsylvania all be thoroughly considered. One of the main challenges that agriculture has in Pennsylvania is certainly environmental challenges. And I think that it's important that when state agencies are considering additional regulations and requirements, that farmers are at the table early when those decisions are being made so that they can have input as these things are drafted. And that's exactly what my amendment does. So the bill will now move to the House floor, and I think it's something that's very good for Pennsylvania agriculture. In addition, the committee had the opportunity to visit a Harrisburg area deer farm and talk with owners and members of the Pennsylvania Deer Farmers Association this week. The discussion centered a lot around chronic wasting disease and efforts that deer farmers are taking to combat this disease in their herds because it has the potential to affect deer farms, but also certainly wild deer. And this is something we all have to work together on, the Game Commission, the Department of Agriculture, the deer farmers, and certainly we as state legislators need to be there working hand in hand with them. And this was an excellent opportunity to have that discussion and tour this particular facility.
You also have an event coming up for seniors in your area soon. Give us some of the details on that.
Well, next week I'm hosting another Senior Citizen Expo. This event's going to be held on Friday, October 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. This is an excellent opportunity for seniors and their families to come together to gather information about a wide range of services that are available for seniors, from health care to insurance to financial planning, government services. And it's all in one convenient location. The event is free to attend and lunch is provided. I would encourage folks to come out to the Senior Expo next Friday.
And of course, it's fall, and that means that there's a lot of events and information ongoing for outdoorsmen. What's going on and what folks need to know?
Well, I recently co-hosted a firearm safety and rights seminar with my colleague, Representative Owlett from Tioga County. The event was very well attended and very informative. I want to thank everyone that came out to that event. It was at the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum. These events are very informative and something that I'm glad to host. In addition, there are upcoming hunter-trapper education courses that are being offered in the area. On Sunday, October 14th, there will be one offered at the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then on Saturday, October 20th in Bradford at the Bradford Gun Club, there's a class being hosted from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then in Mount Jewett, there's a three-day course being offered at the Mount Jewett Sportsman's Club. It's going to be held on Wednesday and Thursday, November 7th and 8th, and then on Saturday, November 10th. So three excellent opportunities for folks to participate in the hunter-trapper education courses. And there's much more information available at the Game Commission's website at www.pgc.pa.gov.
And the House this week did consider a special resolution to recognize a specific threat to women's health in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this week the Capitol Fountain at the Capitol Complex was dyed pink in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We also passed a resolution in the House this week. It's House Resolution 1048, recognizing October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month in Pennsylvania. And it's so important to do this recognition and also to remind folks of the importance of mammograms and early detection.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.